Your Hometown Podcast, brought to you by Licking Knox Goodwill and the WCLT Radio Group.
I'm Sergeant Don. We're speaking with Sergeant Clint Eskins from the Newark Police Department. The Newark Police Department just acquired a new robot to help with different scenarios and to protect our officers. Sergeant Eskins, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me on, Sergeant Don. I'm excited to be able to share a little bit of information with you today.
Awesome. Well, we're excited about the fact that you have this robot to protect our officers. We obviously here support the Thin Blue Line. Tell us a little bit about this robot.
Sure. Well, and I guess to go off of the protect the officers, because that's primarily what we're going to use this robot for, situations where we don't want to put officers in positions that may put them in harm's way if we can help it. But it's also to keep the general public safe too, and also for the safety of the suspect or maybe a person who's dealing with some crisis at the moment.
So what are some of the capabilities of this robot?
Sure. So it has capabilities. It also has limitations. So the capabilities of the robot are it allows us to remotely, obviously, drive up either to a person or into a structure, a house, a building, an office, something like that, and be able to communicate with possibly maybe a suspect who maybe wanted and doesn't want to come out to the police initially. Sometimes we get called on persons that are dealing with crisis in their life. It gives us an opportunity to make contact at a safe distance, especially if they maybe have a weapon and they've made threats to harm themselves or others.
Does the robot have the capability to incapacitate? I know that's probably not the right word.
That's a good question. It doesn't have offensive capabilities, meaning that this robot isn't designed to go taser somebody, let's say, or to necessarily to fire a gun or anything that extreme. It's made to allow us to go in and maybe scout or observe an area to see, is there somebody hiding there? Is this where the suspect is? And it also gives us an ability to listen and hear through the robot what may be going on. And then it also allows us to communicate. So we can speak through the controller, through the robot on a speaker, and have a discussion with somebody at a safe distance. So it's mainly a tool to be able to go in and observe and to collect information and to engage somebody who may be a danger to themselves or the public, generally more so the public or the officers, and do that at a safe distance and hopefully resolve it in a safe manner.
That makes complete sense. I've read that the robot comes with a drone as well. How does that work?
Yes. So how that works is it doesn't like take the drone and necessarily deliver it, even though we probably could do that. Right now, the drone is actually kind of on standby because we have to, you know, our officers have to be properly trained and licensed to operate that. So once they are, that gives us an additional ability to maybe from the outside go and check the perimeter around a structure or maybe search for a missing person in a wooded area or along, let's say, the South Fork of the Licking River. We want to kind of just fly up and down that and see if we maybe see somebody down there in the tree line. We can do it, use that for that purpose.
This is the first robot like this in the area, isn't it?
Yes, as far as we haven't seen any other agency in our immediate area. Obviously, Columbus Police and Columbus Bomb Squad, they have robots and there's federal agencies over that way, but then you're relying on them to be able to respond to a situation that may be quickly developing and where we want to be able to get eyes in there. We want to be able to see what's going on in a much more timely manner.
So in more recent news, we know about the incident that happened on Prospect Street. If you can go into just a little bit, not obviously too much detail where we
sure.
risk operational security, tell us how the robot was used in that situation. I'm sure it was.
So how it was used there, so we actually were going to use two different robots, and I won't talk about, the bomb squad had their own robot, which has different capabilities, but we were getting ready to deploy it as well. One of our operators on the team had taken our robot up in the county has an armored rescue vehicle. And so we had our robot with that vehicle and ready to deploy it into the residence and also into the garage to see, hey, can we see anybody in there and make contact? Now, fortunately, we didn't have to deploy it. The resident and his brother come out on their own immediately upon seeing that vehicle, that armored rescue vehicle out there, and they gave up. So we didn't have to deploy it. we would have liked to have had the opportunity to play, but it also, I guess, had a better result by him just coming out and giving up right away, and we were able to take care of that situation a lot easier than what we thought we were going to have to. So,
well, that's very fortunate. That's great.
Yeah. But it doesn't always happen that way, but sometimes it does, and sometimes that is probably one of the better ways something like that can, because we didn't know, obviously, you don't know what the dangers are. You already know that you have explosives in this vehicle down the street, and you don't know what you may encounter when you go to this person's residence where they've had time now, so you don't know what their thought process is or how they're going to react to your presence. So the robot gives us that opportunity to go and, I guess, probe that to see, hey, is this person willing to talk to us? Can we see what's going on? Or are they wanting to be violent or react to us in a violent way? It allows us to put that robot in harm's way as opposed to one of my officers. So.
You said that it was in the armored vehicle. So that brings up the question, how much does this robot weigh? I mean, is this like a single man carry kind of thing?
Yeah, a single operator can carry it. Sometimes it's easier to carry it just for ease, but if you need to, one officer can carry it. That day, a single officer was picking it up and lifting it up and putting it in the armored personnel carrier there or the armored rescue vehicle and manipulating it himself that day. So it weighs about, I want to say it's somewhere around 40 pounds, give or take. It has a handle in the front and the rear, so you can pick it up with two hands, or one person in the front and one person in the rear and carry it. It also comes with a cart that you can literally strap on your back if you want, or wheel it as well.
You see in the movies these great big robots and things, you know, hundreds of pounds. And then
Well, and that would be a good example would be like Columbus Bomb Squad. Theirs is one of those large that you would typically see on newsreels where, you know, a bomb squad's going up and they're manipulating things with a robot. They have one of those very large, heavy, you wouldn't just pick it up and carry it to a location.
Well, Sergeant Clint Eskins, thank you so much for talking to us about the new police robot with the Newark Police Department.
Hey, you're welcome, Sergeant Don. I appreciate the phone call, and we'll see you around.